Katie Price reveals huge amount she spends on weekly shop and who she blames.
Snoop Dogg makes bold offer to reunite feuding Prince William and Harry.
Meghan Markle's one line from Netflix show unveils true colours, expert claims.
Hello and welcome to Barely Contained, the long-running celebrity journalism podcast as proud of its purpose and position in people's hearts as the manager of your local Tesla dealership. I'm Chris Beckett and I'm joined as ever by Matt Withers. Matt, hello.
Hello there, Chris Beckett. How are you?
Yeah, I'm pretty good, thank you. How's it going with you?
Yep, not too shabby. Thank you very much.
Great. Should we crack on with some good stories?
Well, good is pushing it, but there's definitely some stories.
Let's do it.
Well, I'm starting with a story from the Daily Star online, and it's headlined, Katie Price reveals huge amount she spends on weekly shop and who she blames.
Is it Katie Price?
Unsurprisingly, it's not.
Okay.
So the stand first from this story is Katie Price is mother to five children, including two youngsters with her current boyfriend, and has revealed how she can rack up an astonishing amount at the supermarket.
Okay.
I'm guessing it's the fact that she's got five children.
Yeah, I mean, that'll do it.
They'll all want different sorts of breakfast cereals with different toys inside.
Oh, do they still do those variety packs?
Yes,
you know,
they
get ricicles on a Tuesday, Weetos on a Wednesday.
Yeah, disappointingly, there's always more of cornflakes in there, which no child opts for the cornflakes, do they?
No. Or can you remember Start?
Oh, Kellogg's Start. Yeah, no, they don't do that in variety packs anymore.
I don't think they do it full stop anymore.
No, I don't think they do. Bring back Start. That's a campaign for us.
Yeah.
Katie Price has left jaws on the floor with the revelation of her eye-watering weekly supermarket spend just days after being discharged from bankruptcy.
So, eyes are watering, jaws are on the floor. I'm looking forward to this.
Yeah, body parts are absolutely everywhere. Actually, quite aptly for Katie Price.
Well, yeah.
The telly star is determined to make a comeback on the Sunday Times Rich List as she toasted to her recent positive turn of events.
Has she been on the Sunday Times Rich
List? I'm pretty certain she's not troubled the Sunday Times Rich List. I mean, at some points in her what we'll loosely deem career, she's been, I assume, pretty well off. But
yeah,
I mean, you've got to be in the hundreds of millions, if not billions, to be on the Rich List, haven't you?
They do have, like, you know, breakouts of, like, you know, top 10 under 30 and top 10 singers and stuff. But yeah, I would imagine that even at the peak of her fame and her earnings, she would have been a few tens of millions off the list.
Yeah, I don't think she was. I mean, we can check this. We might be wrong, but I don't think that she's. I don't think her property portfolio has ever troubled the Sunday Times.
The Duke of Westminster is not looking over his shoulder.
The 46-year-old glamour model and TV personality, who is a doting mum to five kids, including son Harvey, 22, from a previous relationship with footballer Dwight York. Spelt incorrectly.
Yep.
Teenagers Junior, 19, and Princess, 17, from her first marriage to Peter Andre, and youngsters Jet, 11, and Bunny, 10, from her third marriage to Kieran Haler, certainly has a full house to provide for. This includes her current beau, married at first sight's JJ Slater, 33.
Wow, it's just cramming all the info in there.
There's a lot of information. I don't know what to trust, though, because they've spelt Dwight York incorrectly, so I don't know how much we can trust that exhaustive list of names and ages.
All bets are off.
Yet, it's bound to raise eyebrows how Katie manages to splash out a whopping £700 at the checkout each week after a family trip down the supermarket aisles. Wow, I mean, that is an awful lot, isn't it? That's a lot of Kellogg's Start.
That is a lot. That is a lot of Clock starts. Yeah, wow. Okay.
It's a family trip. I don't know if she takes them all to the supermarket with her, which would annoy me, Chris, because I have to say, I get very irritated if I'm in my local Lidl and there's a family group of five or six people there. It's a one person job, two tops.
Yeah, who's going to sit in the basket?
Yeah, Peter Andre.
Probably.
Hey, well, in fact, it goes on here. She's pointed the finger at the offspring she shares with ex-hubby Peter, claiming they go wild with their own shopping trolleys alongside their partners. So their
Whoa, we're just one trolley.
partners are there as well. How many people are on this shopping trip? If there's
Yeah.
her partner, five children, and two of them have got their partners with them, and you're getting to school trip territory here.
This would be an absolute nightmare. This is definitely not a self-service checkout job, is it?
Oh, absolutely not. It's you're going to cause chaos there. Her second eldest, Junior, has been loved up with Jasmine Orr, a 24-year-old influencer and Celebs Go Dating alum since May last year, while Princess has been seeing her beau, known only as Ed, since early 2023.
God, I mean, I feel like we can dismiss this paragraph at our peril because a few months down the line, we'll be reading stories about them all.
We're reading about the latest of Princess's breakup with Ed, the
Yeah.
mysteriously solo named Ed.
He never gave me his surname.
It Balls? Was it
Never trusted
Miliband?
me enough.
There's a lot going on here, isn't there? So, Jasmine Orr is a 24-year-old influencer and Celebs Go Dating alum. I mean, I'm very much here for the use of the word alum in a Daily Star online celebrity
Yes.
article. Princess has got a beau, so that's the second use of the word beau in this article. He's only known as Ed. Jasmine Orr's been on Celebs Go Dating, which would suggest that she was a celebrity prior to her appearance, but I guess that's not necessarily the case.
Possibly not.
I don't know. I don't know what quantifies one as a celeb
Yeah.
these days. It goes on, spilling the beans on her podcast, The Katie Price Show. The proud mother confessed, "I do weekly shops. I spend about £500 to £700 a week," reports the Mirror.
Okay.
Yeah, so firstly, this is a story that the Star have got that they brazenly have lifted from the Mirror.
Yeah.
Secondly, I'd say 500 to 700 is a big gap.
Yeah, there's a bit of a spread.
It's a bit of a spread, isn't it? I would say that £200 difference is still hugely above what most people spend a week at the supermarket.
Yes. I would certainly say so.
I mean, I don't know about you. I mean, obviously, Kellogg's Star clocks in about, I don't know how much cereal costs, £3 a
Well, I
packet.
mean, you'd have to buy it on eBay.
You would have to
For
buy it on.
£137.
You would have to buy it on on eBay, and well, hang on, eBay. Let's see if you can get a Kellogg's Star. I'm on eBay now.
You have any Kellogg starts?
Kellogg's Star. I can report.
Can you get it?
There are no boxes of. Oh.
Oh, hello.
There's Kellogg's Smart Start, which I think was the American equivalent.
Okay,
So that's
I'll accept it.
£17.80, but because you're getting it from the United States, it's an extra £29.78 delivery
Right.
cost. But for £400, you can get a little handheld Kellogg's Start game. Or for £4.87, you can get on cassette the Kellogg's Start chart collection. It's got Billie Jean by Michael Jackson, I Wonder If I Take You Home by Lisa and Cult Jam with Full Force, Ain't No Stopping Us Now by McFadden and Whitehead, and Roses by Haywood. Katie has confessed that her family's grocery shopping trips often end in chaos, with her children having vastly different spending habits. She explained, "Sometimes we all go to the shops. I hate it because I say to them, we all get a trolley each, and Princess and Ed fill theirs up, whereas Junior and Jasmine are careful with what they put in. they look at the prices and stuff, and I just put everything in.
They look at the prices. Wow.
It's a controversial way of going about your shopping. But I guess if you've previously been troubling the Sunday Times rich list, you've never had to worry about such fripperies.
Exactly. I bet everyone is looking at the prices with their trolleys, separate trolleys.
I would be absolutely furious if I was going about my shopping and there was a family in front of me with all the kids at the individual trolleys.
Yeah. I mean, come on, let's be honest, Matt. I can't imagine you've ever allowed anyone to have a trolley. It's a basket only, surely.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever used a supermarket trolley. I don't think I have. I think I'm a basket guy. I'm thinking you're a trolley guy, aren't you?
I have to be a trolley guy, you know.
Yeah.
I need somewhere for the little one to sit.
Yeah.
That's my excuse.
I see. I'm like a basket. However, despite their differing approaches, Katie admitted that their shopping hauls never seem to last long, saying, "But then it still just goes, so I find in the week I still have to top things up."
Wow.
I don't think this is as unusual as she seems to think.
Yeah. Consumption equals needing to get more things.
Yeah. Also, I wasn't aware there was a Katie Price show.
No, maybe that's a new bankruptcy enforced extra bit of social content. Well,
who among us has not been forced due to penury to launch a podcast?
Yes. Links to our crowdfunder at the end of the episode.
Yes, sign up to our Patreon, guys. The glamour model has faced significant financial struggles in recent years, including a £750,000 unpaid tax bill that made headlines last year. However,
it can be offset with the Nectar point. It's yeah. Fine.
She's in a very happy place with her Nectar points. She was finally cleared of bankruptcy last month, and a second bankruptcy claim was discharged this week, leaving her feeling relieved.
I mean, it would.
Well, yeah, with all these bankruptcies, she'll probably end up the next president of the United States of America. Am I right, guys?
Ooh, nice.
Political satire there. Katie told the Sun, "I can finally move on and put these bankruptcies behind me and now only focus on the positive."
God, I would have got away with it if it weren't for those pesky bankruptcies.
Pesky £750,000 unpaid tax bill. Imagine that. I'll just pop this in the drawer and sort it out at some point. Meanwhile, her boyfriend JJ has found himself at the centre of drama after his ex-girlfriend, Ella Morgan Clark, whom he met on Married at First Sight in 2023, made some subtle digs about him.
Ooh, I'm looking forward to this shade.
Ella told Olivia Atwood on the So Wrong It's Right podcast. All these podcasts! Honestly, there's only one you need in your life.
Exactly. It's not this one, but we'll tell you at the end.
Not this one. No, it's very much the rest is politics. But if you've got any extra time, this one will do. That she had heard rumours about JJ and Katie's relationship through a group chat with other maths contestants. She said, "So I knew before it even got leaked to the press. I didn't care. I love Katie. She'll always be iconic. We still message now. I love her. I don't have any bad blood with JJ. He's just a bit of an ex now."
That dig was so subtle. I didn't even notice it.
It's so subtle. It just passed me by. Oh, she'll always be iconic.
Yep.
It just sends for the latest breaking news and stories from across the globe from the Daily Star.
Yeah.
Sign up for our newsletters right across the globe.
All across the world. I mean, I would suggest we go and look at the comments, but they're a bit... I don't know if you've seen this. There's one that's just, you know, straight up unpleasant, and there's one that seems to go on for about 12 lines. So,
yeah.
We could move on.
Yeah, I would say looking at these comments, they do not deserve a wider airing.
Yes, we will not give you the air, the oxygen of publicity.
Now, Chris, you are going global because I believe that you're bringing us a story from a star who lit up the most recent Summer Olympiad.
Exactly, Matt. Yes, so this is from Mirror Online and the headline, "Snoop Dogg makes bold offer to reunite feuding Prince William and Harry.
Well, it turns out he was the hero we all needed.
Exactly, exactly. The rapper has known Princes William and Harry for years and even performed at the former stag party in 2011. And he'd be more than happy to act as peacemaker.
I bet he would.
He seems to be more than happy to do quite a few things.
I would say that there's very, very little that you could offer to Snoop Dogg to which he'd say, no, thank you, I'm not doing that.
Yes, I wonder how the crypto casino for long-term listeners.
Yeah, gosh, that's taking it back. Yeah, that was his last dalliance, wasn't it? Getting involved in the notoriously stable crypto game.
Yeah, exactly. And offering to be on, I think it was Coronation Street.
No, he wanted to be on Coronation Street as well. As far as I know, that has yet to happen. He's yet to walk those cobbled streets.
Exactly, exactly. But, you know, let's carry on. Snoop Dogg has offered to swoop in and heal the rift between estranged brothers Prince William and Harry. The rapper, whose links to the royals go back years, with the star being asked to perform at William's stag party, said he'd be more than happy to act as peacemaker between the estranged pair. Very much playing a Donald Trump role.
Yes, yeah.
Harry and William, I have known for a long time now, he said. Harry asked me to perform at William's bachelor party, but I couldn't make it.
Right. Right.
Yes.
Now, what was Snoop Dogg doing which was so important that he couldn't perform at the bachelor party of the future King of England? What could he not shift from his schedule that day? Was it an advert for Kellogg's Start?
Probably.
What did he have in his diary that day that he couldn't possibly move for that offer?
I'm sure every day is full of regret.
Yeah, for many reasons.
Yeah. Anything they want me to perform at now, I am there. They are brothers, man. Anything that gets them in the same room and being brothers again will be worth it. Life is too short to not make things right. And if Snoop can help heal that relationship, then let's do it.
So also like Donald Trump, he likes referring to himself in the third person.
Yeah. Oh, it's great. Generation of peacemakers.
Really, he really is the kiss in the dinner jour.
The Drop It Like It's Hot star, 53, also opened up about his friendship with David Beckham, which dates back over 30 years, calling him his brother. And he said, Uncle Snoop will always be there for his kids, Brooklyn, 26, Romeo, 22, Cruz, 20, and Harper, 13, too.
How has he known David Beckham for over 30 years? Did he meet him when he was on loan at Preston North End?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Seems unlikely.
Snoop speaking to the scouts.
Yeah, Snoop's there going, put this guy on free kicks and corners.
Yeah, he looks good on the right wing now, but you know, in later years, I see him playing more of a kind of quarterback role. You know, in this industry, you get a lot of acquaintances, but real long-lasting friendship is a rare thing for real, he began. We've been friends for over 25 years.
Well, that's changed. That's changed in the space of two paragraphs.
Exactly. He isn't a friend to me anymore. He is a brother to me. From the first time we met, we had a good connection, and our friendship just went from there. It kind of helps. We both love sport, food and music. But as the years went on, our friendship became deeper.
I love that he says that they love sport, food and music. It's a bit like when you're putting together your first CV and you think, oh, what should I put on the interest? You go, oh, reading and swimming. That seems like an acceptable thing to put.
We both did the Duke of Edinburgh scheme. Dad of four, Snoop, said he bonded with the former England and Manchester United ace over their families. We would message each other talking about fatherhood, advice, dreams we had for our kids, he recalled. I remember all his boys as babies, and now Brooklyn is married and the rest of them are out in the world doing their thing. Uncle Snoop was there to see them grow up, and if they ever need anything, now they know I'll be there.
I mean, I'm just calling it. This man is a charlatan.
But Matt, Snoop has had a long affinity with the UK, despite hitting issue with getting into the country.
What? Hang on, didn't we do a story about him a while back where he claimed that the Queen herself had personally intervened to procure him a
yes.
visa?
Yes. Now, sadly, unable to be verified.
Yes, she took that one to the grave, didn't she?
She literally did. He was banned from the UK after an incident at Heathrow Airport in 2006 involving members of his entourage, leading to his arrest on charges of violent disorder, though he later successfully appealed the ban. I love the UK. That's my second home, he said at a Black Enterprise event in the US. I've wanted to work on a show there for years. He said he came close to featuring on The X Factor as a judge.
All his anecdotes are things that might have happened, yeah, but didn't. We can
wonder
all
how
do that.
Close he came.
Yeah.
Back in the day, it nearly happened with Simon Cowell and The X Factor, but there were some restrictions on Snoop working in the UK we don't need to go into again. That ship has passed now, but since then I have got some ridiculous cooking skills. MasterChef, Bake Off, whatever cooking show it is, I am down for it.
Of course he is. There is literally nothing that this man will not do.
Yeah, yeah.
Celebs go dating.
Yeah, celebs go dating. He could hook up with Jordan's daughter. Blimey.
Any comments here, Chris?
I'm just digging out now, yeah.
I like this one here from She-Wolf9.
Oh, yeah.
She-Wolf9 is, I would say, imbuing this story with somewhat more significance than it deserves.
Yes.
Saying, it is none of his business, really, is it? Only the brothers can sort out any differences between them. They both hold grudges years old and need to sort the past out before anything else.
Wow, yeah. Snoop, keep out.
Back out, Snoop. This is a family matter.
It's not a doggy dog thing. So, Matt, what are you going to play us out with?
Well, we're going from somebody who would like to be closer to the royal family to somebody who has very deliberately chose to distance themselves.
Nice.
This is from the Daily Express Online, and it's headlined, Meghan Markle's one line from Netflix show unveils true colours, expert claims.
Ooh.
So this is about Meghan Markle. Meghan Sussex, I believe, is a preferred nomenclature these days.
Okay, all right.
It begins with the stand first. Exclusive! Meghan Markle's Netflix offering had the ability to change the public's perception, a TV expert has claimed.
That doesn't sound like the kind of exclusive line of the story, but maybe no. I'm wrong.
And this person's a TV expert. I'd like to meet this TV expert. Maybe they can name the Paul Shane sitcom that had one series in 1991.
Oh, great callback.
Yes, still available on YouTube. With Love, Meghan graced screens early this month, but one scene appeared to show her true colours, according to one expert. Mm-hmm. Meghan Markle's Netflix offering has been met with mixed reviews from fans and critics alike. The Duchess of Sussex's show has been renewed for a second season, with Ted Sarandos, the co-CEO of Netflix, insisting Meghan has been underestimated.
We've put a lot of money into this. We're not going to cut it after one season.
With Love, Meghan was watched by 526,000 households in the first 5 days it was available on Netflix since its release on March the 4th, according to data gathered by Samba TV. The show sees the Duchess share a number of recipes throughout the series, including for spaghetti, a honey and lemon cake, and a cooked breakfast.
I mean, that's definitely that's a real range of of cooking skill levels, yeah. There, isn't it? It's like two of those were probably in the student's cookbook that I took to university with me.
Yeah, I mean, I'm no expert, Chris, but cooking spaghetti, I'd say, is pretty elementary. One just requires spaghetti and some hot water.
The cook breakfast is yes, and it's not much of a step up, but honey and lemon cake, you know.
I mean, I've not seen Wibble of Mega, but if an entire episode is her cooking spaghetti, I can see why it's been getting mixed reviews. PR expert Edward Coram James, CEO of Go Up, has questioned Meghan's recent rebrand as he feared parts of the show came across as inauthentic, most notably in the opening scene.
Ooh, tell us more.
Well, you can see how he's become a PR expert when he's found that TV shows can sometimes be inauthentic.
No.
Absolutely stunning. He has discovered that the people in Coronation Street have real names in real life. Speaking exclusively to express.co.uk, he explained, "Another issue is that it doesn't feel authentic. When audiences watch a show about someone's passion project, they expect to see that person fully engaged and hands-on."
Really earning his expertise here.
But from the very first episode, we see Meghan visiting her beekeeping project only for a brief moment, while the beekeeper casually mentions that he's there much more often than she is.
What are you telling me, Matt, in all seriousness, that someone whose job it is to look after bees is going to be more attentive to the bees than someone who's doing it as a bit of project work?
Turns out that that is the case. It turns out
Wow.
that she's subcontracting her beekeeping project to a professional beekeeper. Oh, good Lord. I tell you what, we need to get into this being a TV expert. It seems like money for old rope to me. This makes her involvement seem surface level, which fuels the perception that she is more about image than real action.
Yeah, she just needs to hang around the apiary a bit more, build up that credibility.
At the start of Meghan's eight-part series, she's seen entering a garden where she revealed her fondness for beekeeping. But admitted she hadn't been to visit the bees for at least 2 months.
Bees are there.
Where
She
have
never
you been?
rings, she never calls.
Meghan remarked, "The last time we came and checked on the bees was a couple of months ago, but the last time you checked on them," the beekeeper replied, "I was here since, and they're doing well."
Ooh, that is a not so subtle dig.
The expert has since suggested that while Meghan's show has not smashed records, it has not been a disaster, but doesn't fully show her strengths. "While the show hasn't been a smash hit, I wouldn't say it's a complete disaster for Meghan's brand," Edward commented.
Wow, what a great bit of fence sitting.
He added, "Netflix is a global platform and the show still keeps them in the conversation. Even with mixed reviews, it allows her to position herself as a content creator and businesswoman rather than just a former royal."
But it's lost her credibility with the beekeeping
The
community.
beekeeping community is up in arms. I can tell you about this. If you look at the front, the comment section on Apiary Times
Yeah.
this month.
Hive world. She's
The issue is
going down.
execution. The series lacks a compelling narrative and doesn't fully showcase Meghan's strength. What's he talking about? She is both cooking spaghetti and looking at bees.
Yeah. I wouldn't. I'd say this isn't the. It's not the only thing that lacks a compelling narrative.
Despite this, the series has been renewed for a second season, with Netflix standing firmly behind the royal. And it ends, "Speaking to Variety, Saran Noss revealed that Netflix has a stake in her lifestyle business as ever, which sells the various products from edible flowers to jams and tea that feature in her show. We're a passive partner in Meghan's company, and it's a big discovery model for us right now," he said. "I think Meghan is underestimated in terms of her influence on culture."
Yes, we really need her to up those viewing figures so we can make more money out of the jams and the honey, please.
Netflix has already said they will set aside space in two of their brand new stores for Meghan's as ever products. And
Lovely.
that, Chris, is that.
Yeah, well, I mean, oh, it's just the bees I feel sorry for.
Yeah, I think that the bees were sort of dismissed in that, but I would happily watch a spin-off show just featuring the bees.
Well, yeah, I mean, the guy who looks after the hive seems a little bit, you know, passive aggressive.
Yeah, he's certainly got a bit of shade. So at this point, we always like to remember you, listeners, that bees, of course, make honey. You know what I like my honey on, Chris? A
Go
lovely
on.
bowl of Kellogg's Start,
Oh, lovely.
who sponsor Barely Contain. I mean, they don't, but if they ever wish to relaunch, we'd be up for it. And I
Wow.
tell you who I reckon we could get on board: Snoop Dogg.
Katie Price, Snoop
Yeah.
Dogg. Think of the synergies.
Yeah. If only we could find a PR expert who could help
Yeah.
us. Well, that's it for April's Barely Contained. Thank you very much for listening, dear listener. We'll be back in May, but in the interim, Chris, should people wish to engage with the Barely Contained brand in the online arena, where would you point them?
Yeah, well, I mean, I would guess I'd point them first to Facebook Barely Contained the podcast, which has not only the link to this month's episode, but also an archive of all the previous ones, as well as you could check out if you're still on X, you could go to at barely underscore pod. And then there's a lot of other listening options, which I know you know a bit more about than me.
Yes, we're also on Blue Sky if you have made the move from Elon Musk's hell site. And then please do like and subscribe to us on whichever podcast platform you're listening to this on, be that Spotify or Amazon or any. We're on all the platforms out there. And of course, you can also find us now on YouTube in video form. So please subscribe to us on that and give us a little review. 5 stars, please. Because I think this has been a good one.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. Defo.
Great. Well, we'll be back on May the 1st. So May the 1st be with you. And we'll see you then. Thank you very much, Chris Beckett.
Yeah, cheers, Matt Withers. Take care, everyone. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Once you taste Kellogg's Start, you won't want to stop.